This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet.
Friday, September 6th. God's word for you today is Wisdom Ways. Our scripture reading is taken from Proverbs chapter 3, verse 21 to 23. And it says, "My child, don't lose sight of common sense and discernment. Hang on to them, for they will refresh your soul. They are like jewels on a necklace. They keep you safe on your way, and your feet will not stumble." Yesterday, we began to look at the channels, the ways we can interact with, engage, and download wisdom. The first way is by inspiration. The second way is by instruction. The third way is by contemplation. The fourth way is by books. There are things that have been written. Therefore, if you want to be wise, you have to be a person of books. The fifth channel of wisdom is impartation, because wisdom is a spirit. Therefore, you can contact the spirit of wisdom on your father's life by your father laying his hands on you. Proverbs chapter 2, verse 1 to 4 says, "My child, listen to what I say and treasure my commands. Tune your ears to wisdom and concentrate on understanding. Cry out for insight and ask for understanding. Search for them as you would for silver. Seek them like hidden treasures. When will you get wise? When will you actually become counted among the wise? When you treasure God's word. When you treasure instruction. Secondly, when you tune your ears to wisdom and concentrate on understanding. Thirdly, when you cry out for insight and ask for understanding. Fourthly, when you search for them as you would for silver and seek them like hidden treasures." James chapter 3 verse 17 says, "But the wisdom from above is first of all pure. It is also peace-loving, gentle at all times, and willing to yield to others. It is full of mercy and the fruit of good deeds. It shows no favoritism and is always sincere." There are wisdom keys to health, wisdom keys to wealth, wisdom keys to fulfillment, and wisdom keys to great relationships. Proverbs chapter 3 offers us 5 of such wisdom keys. Firstly, the wisdom key to long life and fulfillment is storing up God's word in your heart. The wisdom key to favor with God or with man is loyalty and kindness. The third wisdom key to divine direction is found in Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5 to 6, which says, "Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Do not depend on your own understanding. Seek his will in all you do, and he will show you which path to take." The fourth wisdom key to health is found in Proverbs chapter 3, verse 7 to 8. And it says, "Don't be impressed with your own wisdom. Instead, fear the Lord and turn away from evil. Then you will have healing for your body and strength for your bones." The fifth wisdom key is to wealth, and it is rooted in giving to God. Proverbs chapter 3, verse 9 to 10 says, "Honor the Lord with your wealth and with the best part of everything you produce. Then it will fill your barns with grain, and your vats will overflow with good wine." Let us pray. Father, teach me wisdom's ways, so that I will be safe on my way, and my feet will not stumble. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.